Bezras Hashem Yisbarech V'daf for Isru Chag Pesach Toshin Ayin Gimel or Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach for Bnei Chutz La'aretz is Chaf Hei in Meseches Erevin. It is a 243rd daf in Shas. We are discussing the halachos of Karpeif. We will continue discussing the Isser of carrying in an area which is not closed for domestic use and resembles a Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, the Rabbanan turns it into a Karmelis, even if it's surrounded by Mechitzos. Our Amud will continue discussing that, as well as discussing a mountain and its status in Halacha, or a mound as well. The Gemara will also discuss an Achsadra, a portico, in a area, and discuss whether it's considered a Rishus Hayachin and the idea of Pi Tikra Yored Vesosim. Going on to Amabez, Gemara will discuss a Karpef opening up to a Chatzer, which are halachas that we've pointed out on halacha from Deir Dafan Chav Gimel that's even relevant today. And Amud Beis will be a short Amud. Let's begin Be'ezra Hashem Chav Hei Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, two lines from the top. Karpef Yoser Mi Beis Hasayim. If you have an area that's more than 70 amos by 70 amos, shelo hukuf ledira, that is not set aside for domestic use. And of course, we learned in our Mishnah, both on Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph, as well as on Yudzayin Amud Beis, going to Yuches Amud Aleph, that you're not allowed to carry inside of them. Ubo lemato, but you want to make it smaller. If it's a karpef that is less than 70 by 70, less than a beis hasayim, then you're allowed to carry. So what are you supposed to do? Miata bi'ilanos. If you plant trees, this man the Omar holds lo avimiyut. That's not considered as if you made it smaller. Banamo amod gavo asara v'rach of dalid havimiyut. However, if you build a column, so then in such a case, a column that's also often used by people to put down their baseball glove, their black hat, their briefcase, whatever might meet their fancy, so then it's considered one of domestic use. And therefore, it's considered miut. Pachos migimel. However, if it's less than three tvachim wide, lo havi miut, then it's not considered a proper miut. Migimel v'adalad. What if it's between 3 and 4 tvachim? Rabba omar havi miut, v'rava omar lo havi miut. Rabba says it's a significant area of space, and it's therefore mimayit from the shear, and Rava holds that it's not. Rava omar have a miyut, da nafik le mitores lovud. Rava says that once it's 3 wide, then it no longer can do lovud. 3 tvachim is considered a significant shear, that if you have 2 pieces of wood, which are more than 3 tvachim from each other, they're no longer considered attached. So we see that the area of 3 already has significance, because it doesn't connect objects once there's a distance of 3. Rav Amar lo avimit, kivin lo avim mokam dalid lo chashiv. Since it's considered only chashiv when an object is 4 tfachim, for example, for something to be considered Rishus Hayachid as a mokam chashiv, it needs to be 4 tfachim large, wide. For that reason, it's not considered chashiv as well to be memayit. The Gemara now discusses another way to minimize the size of a prohibited karpef. Hirchak min hakosel dalid va'asa mechitza. If you place another wall and you're putting up that wall for domestic use, howel, then in such a case, as long as it's 4 tvachim from the original wall, then it helps. Why the importance of 4 tvachim? Let's see in a moment. Pachos migimel, if it's less than 3 lo ha'wil, then in such a case it doesn't work. What's the rationale? Well, as long as it's less than 3 tfachim from the other wall, it's not considered a new wall, and it becomes connected to the original wall, and the original wall was made shelo ledira. What about migimel va'adalid? If it's between 3 and 4 tfachim, then we repeat a machlokis between Rabba and Rava. Rabba Omar, Rabba says, like we saw before, Howell, that it's going to work, that once it's more than 3, it's considered significant. Rava Omar, Rava again says, Einamo. Rabba Omar hold on Nafuk Lemitoris Lavud. Same logic we saw before. That once it's larger than the shear of Lambud, it has its own status and own significance. Rava Omar, Einamo, Kivin de Lo Havim Akum Dalid, Lo Chashav. Once it's less than 4 Tvachim, then in such a case, it has no chashivus. Rav Simi went lekula on all the above shailas, that less than 3 won't take away from a shear, but already by three would take away from a shear, and as long as it's not three, within three of the wall, then in such a case it's considered a new wall. According to Rashi, this now begins a new topic. Tachbotit. What happens if he adds cement or lime to the pre-existing wall? V'yachol lamod bifnei atzmo. And it's so thick that the lime would be able to stand as a wall by itself. Having mute. In such a case, then, it takes away from the shear base the same. Any yacholam bifnei atzmo, if it can stand by itself, again, we have the machlokas. Rabba Omar, having mute. Rabba says that it is considered a mute. Rava Omar, lo having mute. Rava says it does not serve as a mute. Rabba Omar, mute. Hashtemias. Koi, Rabba says that at the end of the day over here, it's standing. If it's not able to stand by itself, it's absolutely nothing. A new topic. Hirchik min hatel dalid. What happens? Here we're talking about a karpef that is larger than 2,000 amos, and one of its sides has a tel, a mound, that can serve as a mechitza because it is 10 tfachim tall. The problem with this area, of course, is that it's an area that shelo hukaf ledira. So if he distances himself four tfachim from this mound, va'asa mechitza, and then makes a mechitza, hol pachos migimel, then it's going to work. If it's less than three from the wall, o al svas hatel, or it's on the mound itself, Rav Chizkiya Rav Amnuna, chad amar hol v'chad amar lohel. One of them holds that works, and one of them holds that doesn't work. Rashi explains that in our case, we're talking about that when he puts up the mechitza, he's putting the mechitza up with the intention, ledira. So now he's making it an area that's hukaf ledira. The problem, of course, is that if it's four away from the wall, no problem. Then we said hoel. However, it's less than three, or it's on top of the tail, so then one could argue that you're not adding anything to the area. There already was a mechitza, and you're just adding to the pre-existing mechitza, and that would not be considered as if you're making the area hukaf ledira. So Rav Chizda Rav Amnuna, chad amar hol v'chad amar lo hol. The stein der Rav Chizda amar hol, let us prove that Rav Chizda says it works. The itmar, ha'osa mechitza agabe mechitza. What if you make a mechitza on top of another? Amar Rav Chizda, b'shabbis hol, on Shabbos it serves as a good mechitza, and therefore you could recreate the status of the previous mechitza, which was one of lo hukaf ledira, and now you can make it hukaf ledira. B'nichse ager lo kana. However, if you're trying to be kone the nechasim of a ger, as Rashi explains, and the nechasim of a ger, when he passes away, of course, are hefker, he has no inheritors, so in such a case, in order to be kone, the Gemara in Baba Basra, on Nun Gimel on the base, as well as in other places, describes that in order to be kone, one needs to do a Maisa Chazaka, that is, Noal Gadar or Paratz, is building and putting your own imprint in the Roshos, so then that's how you would be kone. So what if you added to the wall of a ger? That would not work to be kone, but for Shabbos it works. Roshoshes Amar, af b'Shabbos, nami loho. Roshoshes says it doesn't work for Shabbos as well. Tistayim, that's a good proof that Rav Chizda would be of the opinion that adding a wall to a pre-existing wall for Shabbos, you could change its status, and if it was a wall that was originally lo hukaf ledira, you could make it hukaf ledira. As we see, that when it comes to adding to a wall, Rav Chizda said on Shabbos it works, that by Nichsei Ager, it does not work. Amar Rav Chizda said that even though Rav Sheshes disagreed with me in that instance, when it came to building on top of another wall, that for Shabbos it's not considered a new wall, that's only in regards to building on top of one regular brick wall and adding to it. Let's say it's 10 tefachim of bricks up into the air, and adding another 10 tefachim, and now that's a total of 20. So Rav Sheshes says that works, and Rav Chizda said that works, and Rav Sheshes disagreed. Amar Rav Chizda, modeli Rav Sheshes would agree with me in this particular case. If you're adding to a tail, even if the tail was alachik mechitza beforehand, then she'im also mechitza ala tail, if you add 10 tfachim of bricks to a mound, shehoel, then it's going to work even according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said adding bricks to bricks won't work, because there's a pre-existing wall. Rav Chisda says, no, you made a new addition. It had halachic significance. It's 10 tefachim. It's going to be enough. But when it comes to a case where you're adding onto a mound, even Rav Sheshes would say that works. My time, what's the reason? Ho'el u'ba'avir mechitzas al yonos hudar. If a person would be living on top of this tail, let's say he would put a chair down, he'd enjoy the view from on top of this mound, and then you put a mechitza on top of that tail. If he wants a wall where he's sitting, he's going to enjoy it once he's sitting on top of the tail. In contrast to an individual who has a brick wall that's 10 tefachim tall, there he already enjoys a wall. Adding to it is not adding a halachic addition. From the perspective of the top of the tail, you are adding something significant. And therefore, adding to the top of a tail is different than adding on top of a pre-existing wall. The Gemara continues with a fascinating shaila, six lines before the wide, in Chafei Amar Aleph, Boi Rabba Barachana, Nivlu'u Mechitzas HaTachtonos Ve'Elyonos Kayamos. We learned, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil Boi, that if Mechitza is added to a previous Mechitza, according to Rav Sheshes, it would not be considered acceptable. What happens if a Mechitza was added, which fundamentally, according to Rav Sheshes, is not acceptable, and then something else happened? On Shabbos, the lower Mechitza got absorbed into the ground. It sunk in. Mahu. What would Halacha be? And the second Mechitza was built with the intention of hukaf ladira, are you now allowed to carry in this karpef, and it removes the status of eino hukaf ladira? Says the Gemara Lamai. What are we talking about? Are we talking about Shabbos, as mentioned above, or in regards to nichsei ager? Ila nichsei ager, if we're talking about being kona, the nechasim of ager, building one mechitza on top of another, hainu di yirmiya biyira. The amar yirmiya bira. Yirmiyah Bira taught us, Amar Rav Yehuda, the name of Yehuda, Hai man deshadi lifta, an individual who put a lefes, a turnip, into the ground, afpila da'ara de ger, into the crevices of the land of a ger, v'asi Yisrael achrina, and another Jew comes along, Rafik ba'purta basra, and he dug a little bit to aid the turnip, basra kona, the later one is kona, kama, the one who put in the turnip, lo kona, he's not kona. Why? My time up. Be'idna deshada loka shevach. At the moment that he put the turnip in, he didn't approve the ground. Kika shvacha, when he improved on the ground, memela kamashabcha. It only happens memela. And therefore, when the second person comes around and he does an improvement, then he's going to be kone. The same thing over here. If the mechitzas sunk in memela, then in such a case, you're not kone. In nichse ager, you have to do a Maisa, that's not considered memela. The turnip going into the ground isn't the tikkun until the turnip begins to become rooted in the ground. Prior to that, there was no tikkun. And therefore, a subsequent tikkun that happens memela is not significant. So too, over here. The Elo Le'inyin Shabbos, but in regards to Shabbos, then, have a mechitza anasis b'Shabbos, should be considered like a mechitza that was made on Shabbos. V'tanya, we learned earlier on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, Kol Mechitza Hanasis B'Shabbos, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein Mechitza, Shema Mechitza. Whether it was done B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, it's considered a Mechitza. So here, the Mechitza took place, Memela, but a Mechitza is created, it just happened on Shabbos, and we paskin that there is significance to a Mechitza that was done on Shabbos, and therefore we should recognize as if a new mechitza was done and should now be considered an area that's hukuf ledira. Says the Gemara, well, not so fast. Lav itmar alo, did we not learn, Amar of Nachman, lo shanu elizrok avol taltal asur, that the only area it's considered a valid mechitza is in regards to zrika, tossing inside of it. But in regards to tiltal, it'll still be asur to be metaltal inside that reshus. So too over here, it should not be allowed to carry in this area of karpef that was originally lo hukaf ladira, even though now halachically it's considered hukaf ladira, but it's not enough to change a pre-existing status of the Nisr Tiltal on Shabbos itself, when it's a Mechitza and Nasis L'Shabbos, it'll only change it to turn into a Rishus HaYachad for throwing inside from Rishus HaRabim. However, for Tiltal, it's not strong enough to change its status. The Gemara says that's not such a strong right. Ki itmar de Rav Nachman amazed itmar. Rav Nachman said this in regards to amazed. If an individual made a mechitza on Shabbos, then in such a case we made a knas that we didn't allow people to be metaltel inside. However, here it happened memela, and it should be enough to be able to be mater this karpef. The Gemara gives another example where building a mechitza al gabei mechitza will not have halachic significance. He is so there was a woman da'avda mechitza al gabei mechitza and made a mechitza on top of another b'nichse hager in order to acquire the nechasim of a ger. A ger, of course, again, who had passed away, and now his nechasim are hefker because he has no inheritors. Also, who gavra, and a man came along, rafik bapurta, and he dug a little bit into the ground. We mentioned that the Gemara in Bava Basra, on Nun Gimel, the Mishnah on Membeis, says that by building a little bit in the nechse ager is enough to be kona, to be nol gadar uparatz. Rafik bapurta is the example of a classic chazaka, that he is breaking the ground, he's digging in the ground. Also, Kameda Rav Nachman, Ukma Biyade, Rav Nachman awarded the man. Also, Eve Katzavcha, she came along and said, I came first. Also, Katzavcha came. Amalah, he said to her, Ma Yavilach, Tlo Machzekis Kinemachzeki Inshi. You didn't do a Kenyan chazaka the way people normally do. What does that mean? That building on top of a building, a wall, is not considered kidemachzake inshi, is not considered a significant maisa chazaka. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom of Chafei Amud Aleph. Karpef bas shalosh, a karpef that's quite large, that's the size of 3 sa'a. So of course it's already 1/3 over the limit of a karpef that's lo hukaf ledira. So what does he do to take away the sa'a? Vikira bo besa, and he makes a roof over 1 sa'a worth. You could see this in your diagrams. In the Hod V'Hadar, it's diagram Resh Beis. So the question over here is, if you roof something, does that automatically make it that area is now Hukaf L'dira? And thereby, it's now 2 sa'a of area Shalom Hukaf L'dira, and anything that's 2 sa'a or less of Hukaf L'dira, you're able to carry. Rava Amar, Rava says it doesn't work. Avir Kiryo Miyasro. The airspace of the roof area is still considered extra and what does not allow you to carry. Rabbi Zeir Amar Ein Avir Kiryo Miyasro. It's not considered extra and you've effectively taken away the prohibited place, or more precisely, the area that prohibited the place of the karpef. It makes it now less than the shear. Rava v'Rabbi Zeir, lema Rabbi Rava v'Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Plug said Rav Shmuel Kamiflugi. Let's suggest that Rava v'Rabbi Zeir are arguing in another machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. The itmar, as we learned, achsadra bibika. An achsadra is translated as a portico. I remember when I was a child learning Masech HaSukkah with my father, he enjoyed very much using the art school Mishnayis, who did an excellent job in giving the background of the Mishnayis, so they translate achsadra as a portico. For us simple people, an achsadra is a covered area, like an awning. If a person puts an awning in a valley, Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bekula. Rav says it's enough to make it a separate rishus, and you're allowed to carry underneath the awning. Ushmuel Amar Ema Taltan El Bedalat Amas, and Shmuel says that you're not allowed to carry. What's the machlokes? And here we have an important discussion. Rav Amar Mutu Taltal Bekula. Rav says that this achsadra is considered a separate rishus because of an important klal, which we're going to have a few times in Maseches Erevin. We've had it already, and we're going to have it again in the future, and that is Amrinon Pitikra Yared Visosem. Take a look at the picture of the portico. In the Hod V'Hadar, it's Reish Gimel, where you see that the area of the roof has a little bit of thickness, and we could say that that begins a wall, the edge of the roof. We lower down, P-tikra, the edge of the roof, yored v'sosim, we lower it down and we consider it as if the achsadra is closed on all four sides. And Shmuel disagrees, and he says, we don't say pi tikra. The Gemara is suggesting as following. If we're going to say that by the achsadra that it closes off the area, there should be no difference between that and the individual that puts up a roof on part of the Beis HaSayim. On that area, we should say pi tikra yorvisosim, and has the ability to make the karpef smaller, because that area is considered entirely, the area with the roof is considered entirely closed off. Says the Gemara, you're right and you're wrong. On to Amabez. Ida vida kiach sadra hachinami. You're right. If we were talking about a case where he made it like an awning, which has four legs on all four corners, and then according to Rav, you would be able to say pitikri yor v'sosim, then what we would have is we would have Rebbe Zeira following the shita of Rav. However, hachamayiskina da avda ki ur zila. Over here it's different. He made it as a leaning awning. If you make the tikra straight, then it has an edge that we would say that's called a pad, that we would say pitikra yored v'sosim. Take a look at diagram resh hey. However, in this case, where the awning is a leaning awning, in such an instance, it doesn't have what's called the status of a pat, a p, an edge, that we would say, pitikra yored v'sosim. Once it's on an incline, on a diagonal, so then there it doesn't have that same area of width that is going in one direction that you could say, ah, this is the beginning of a wall. Here you've got this incline, which has an edge to it, but the edge itself is sitting on an incline, and it's not something that one would normally make a wall down from. Tosis has a different pshat in Dibra Maskel Hacha. Tosis suggests that, or Zila was, a type of hammock, a type of cloth that hung on poles, that during the day, a worker would sit under it for shade, and at night, he would actually sleep on top of it. Again, that is not something that normally one would make a wall down from. So here we have a bigger chiddush than what Rav said by P. Tikra Yor Visosim, where Rava even says that this Urzila as well could take away from the shear of the carpet, while Rebbe Zeira says that it would take away, while Rava disagrees. Amar Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira told us, "Umaydina bekarpef shenifrats b'milua lechotzer she'aser." And I'll be moda to you, says Rebbe Zeira, that if you have a karpef that is open entirely to a courtyard, so then in such a case, the chotzer adds to the amount of the karpef, and it makes it more than it's going to add to the karpef. That even though technically the chatzer is being used for people, by people for their private things, nevertheless, if the two run together and it's just nifretz b'melua, nifretz b'melua means that there's no pesach whatsoever between them, just one opens to the next, then the chatzah will add to the sheer iser of the karpef. Maskin floor of Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the kasha, v'chi avir hamutalo osra, how could it possibly be that the chatzah is going to add to the karpef? The chatzah itself is an area that's mutter. It's true, if you have different houses open inside, you're going to need to make a ruve chatzeros, but ostensibly, a chatzah is an area that's mutter. How could it become part of something that's aser? Amalei Abaye Keman, ki Rebbe Shimon. It's following the opinion of Rebbe Shimon. Learned the opinion of Rebbe Shimon on Chav Gimel Amabez, that Rebbe Shimon says that you're allowed to carry from a gag to a chotzer, and one does not make the other aser. Abaye challenges Rav Yosef. In other words, Abaye asks a question on Rav Yosef's question. Rav Yosef had said, I don't understand why it should be asur, v'chi ha'avir ha'mutar lo, the airspace of the chotzer, that's mutter osro. How could that add to a karpef and make it osur if both of them are ostensibly mutter? Who are you asking, says Abaye to? Anybody who disagrees with Reb Shimon, who says that you can't carry from a chotzer to a karpef, would for sure hold its osur. Who are you going according to? Like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Abaye kemak Rabbi Shimon. Li Rabbi Shimon nami, even according to Rabbi Shimon, the argument of Rav Zeira makes perfect sense. That it should be osur if the chotzer adds more than sasayim to the total area. Ha'ika avir mikom mechitzas. In place of mechitzos that are normally there that break between the chotzer and the karpef, there's airspace between. And therefore that airspace becomes part of the shir of yoser mibeis sasayim. Damar av chizak karpef shenipra b'milua l'chotzer, chotzer muteres, the karpef osur. The chotzer you would be allowed to carry because it has its own boundaries, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. However, the karpef is considered more than beis hasayim. Therefore, it's osur to carry in the karpef. Analyze the Gemara. Chotzer mai taima de islei gifufe. The reason why you're able to carry in the chotzer is because there are walls that signify its own separate boundaries. If you take a look at diagram Reish Vav in the Od Vahadar, you take a look at the diagram that corresponds to this Gemara, you will see that the Chotzer Sheyesh Bo Gifufe has a karpef that opens up entirely into the Chotzer. However, the Chotzer is a little bit wider than the karpef, and it has its own walls on the side of the karpef, which make a right angle with the walls of the karpef that open inside of it. So it has its own boundaries by itself, and it's not nifrots bimeluo. It's not entirely open to the karpef. In contrast to the karpef, it's entirely open to the chotzer. Asks the Gemara, that's not enough to be able to explain the case of the karpef opening up to the chotzer and the karpef being asur, because it's nifrots bimeluo, and it does not have gifufi. Vazimnin mishkachas la ipcha. There are times that we find the exact opposite. Take a look at diagram Reish Zayin. There, the karpef is wider than the chotzer, and the gifufim will be on the side of the karpef. And it's the karpef's walls now that make a right degree turn into the chotzer. And according to the above logic, in such a case, the karpef should be mutter to be able to be carried in. And then, according to Rabbi Shimon, you should be able to carry in both. Yet, nevertheless, we had learned that karpef shenifretz b'milua, even Rabbi Zeira's moda is aser. So we put a question mark after ipcha. Answers the Gemara, el mishum darminan ze aver mechitzos miyasro. When it comes to the karpef, the area where you want to put mechitzos can add to the extra shiur that the karpef needs to create isur. And there, if it's not closed, then the aver mechitzos, the airspace where you want to put the mechitza, like the airspace of the chotzer, you want to say that the karpef is closed to the chotzer, there the airspace, if there's no mechitza, will add to the isur. Vizeh, but when it comes to the chotzer, if the chotzer is open to the karpef, then ein avir mechitzas miyasro. The open area is not going to be considered extra and make it prohibited in that it's open to a karpef. And the difference between the two, Rashi explains, is that since a chotzer is mukefes ladira, so then in such a case, the chotzer is there to surround a area that's used for domestic use. In such an instance, then it's considered closed and not open vis-a-vis avir mechitzos. As long as it has gefufim, that is going to be enough. However, when it comes to karpef, that's not hukaf ledira, then we will evoke the rule of avir mechitzos miyasra. This is not an easy concept. Read over the two Rashis, Dibra Maschil Ella, as well as Dibra Maschil Zeh, and Be'ezer Hashem go over this a couple times, and then we'll be zoche to a little bit more understanding. Let's continue on 10 lines into from the bottom on Chaf Hey Amabeza. Hu Bustana, there was an orchard. Da Havasamich Leguda, that was close to a palace. Da Padna, that's the type of palace. Nafal Ashisa Breita da Padna. The outer wall of the palace fell down. In other words, the closed area of the Pardes that once upon a time the Bustana had been enclosed in four walls, with four walls as a separate orchard, now the wall closest to the mansion fell down, and it's as if almost the mansion opened into the house itself, and the fourth wall, which divided between the orchard and the house, had come down. Some Rabbimi Lemeimer, Rabbimi thought, Lismoch Aguda Gavaisa, let us rely on the inner wall and say that the orchard is still surrounded on all four sides, and then what we'll be able to carry inside of the orchard, even if now it's a karfeif yoser mi beis asayim, because now the wall of the inner wall of the house, which now becomes the fourth wall of the orchard, can be used as a wall that was hukaf ladira. Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa didn't accept this. Mishum da asi mimuloi amrisa mile muliaisa. This is an expression that is used sometimes for the descendants of Abaye. Rav Bibi was a son of Abaye. Rashi explains the maskel mimuloi, and Abaye came from the house of Eli. We know that Eli's house was punished, that his children were cut off. Some of them were. Abaye nevertheless was a descendant. Rav Papi says the following expression: because you come from people cut off, you say words that are stunted, in other words, that don't make sense. You cannot say this. Hanach mechitzas legavoy avidan. This is an important klal in Erevin. You might want to underline this in your Gemara. These mechitzos for the house that you want to now use for the orchard was made for the inside of the house. Livroi lo avidan. It wasn't made for the outside to encircle the orchard. And since it was not made to encircle the orchard, you cannot use this as a mechitza. And therefore, if the orchard is now more than a beis hasayim, as Rashi explains in Dahave, then you will not be able to carry in the orchard, and the fact that it is surrounded by a wall that was hukaf ladira cannot be used, that wall cannot be used, because the wall was created ligavoy as opposed to livroi. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the pshat on Daf Chof Hei in the Daf Yomi, and we will now go to the halacha from the daily Daf. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Chof Hei is applying some of the rules of minimizing a karpeif to the halachos of Eruv, as well as an important application to Hilchos Mezuzah. We learned in our Gemara on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph that if one has a karpeif that's larger than a beis hasayim, then adding trees is not going to take away from the shiur of the karpeif. Let's take a look at that psak in Shulchan Aruch and also clarify something that we had said on Daf Chav Gimel in the halacha from the daily Daf based on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at Shin Nun Ches Siv Dalid. Karpeif Yoser Misasayim Shenata Boilanos Lamayit Aviro Lo Ave Miut. Putting down trees doesn't take away from the shear of the karpeif. We discussed in the Daf that if you build in the area of the karpeif, of course that's going to take away. In fact, there are many opinions we saw that if you put a awning over part of it, that would be enough. But trees would not be enough. Now, in Halacha from the Daily Daf on Chav Gimel, we did mention that what came out from many poskim is that by having an area of a park which people use by going in and out, that is considered an area that's hukaf ladira. And we even pointed out that by adding trees to an area that's hukaf ladira, that was already hukaf ladira, it doesn't make it no longer hukaf ladira, because it's used by people for shade as well, and that would be considered domestic or residential use. However, this halacha says that adding trees is not enough to remove the status of karpeif. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Mem Beis that the Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh that it's normal to have trees, we will add, in residential areas. And that's why we said a park could very well be that today does not have the din of a karpeif that's going to assert in if it has certain provisions, as we discussed last time. However, at the same time, if it already is a karpef, since it's normal to have trees in a karpef as well, think about an open area. Here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, we have them from hill to hill, even sometimes between residential houses, you'll have an open area. That open area will also have trees. If there are trees over there, that doesn't make it hukaf ledira. And therefore, by adding trees to an area that was already lo hukaf ledira, then in such a case, that's not going to take away the shear. Again, we do want to emphasize that if you have an area that is hukaf ledira, trees don't make it automatically no longer hukaf ledira like planting vegetables might do. So here we go. That's the halacha. The halacha is that a karpef that's already aser, adding trees, even trees to use for shade, is not going to be enough. What's going to be the heter for the parks? So the parks is going to be that it doesn't have zra'im that are planted inside. It only has trees. Trees is not by definition something that's considered eino hukaf ledira. And if people are yotzei v'nichnas kol hazman, so then in such a case, that's a simin that it is used ledira. That is the application halacha lemaisa from our daf. One other fascinating application to this halacha comes from a totally different area that the Maharsham connected Hilchos Mezuzah to this yesod from our daf. And this is a shaila that comes up relatively often. Closets and small areas that have a doorpost, are they chayiv in mezuzah? The basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that if you have an area that's 4 amos by 4 amos, it is required to have a mezuzah. What happens if you have a small area, a laundry room, sometimes a walk-in closet, that has a set of shelves? In Hebrew we call it aron, that are, sometimes they're even set into the wall. Does that, and it reaches to the ceiling. Now here it might need to reach into the ceiling. Take a look at the Sefer Das Kedoshim and the Sefer Mikdash Mema'at, as quoted by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Chashukei Chemed, that in such a case it does not take away from the shear unless it reaches up until the ceiling. But if you have an aron that reaches within 10 tvachim of the ceiling, do we say that it's memayet from the shear of mezuzah? Says the Maharsham, I'll bring you a raya from our Gemara. What did we see? We saw that those things that are added to a karpef that are normal for the karpef and have usage in the karpef. For example, the Gemara had also said, if you dig a bore inside, so in such a case as well, since it's normal for a karpef to have a bore, it doesn't take away from the amount. Whatever is normal for the tashmish of the gina is not memayet the shear. For that reason, even though on the floor you can no longer measure 4x4, and in the airspace you no longer have 4x4, but if it's there for shimush of that area, then in such a case it's not memayet. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein has a fascinating pilpul on this Tshuvas Maharsham, but what you could take a look on our daf in the Chashuche Chemed. Bottom line is what emerges from our sugya is that anything that's normally devoted for shimush to that particular area doesn't take away from the shear, as we see in regards to the trees not making the karpef any smaller. And as well, the Maharsham says the same halacha would apply to Hilchos Mezuzah. Because there are some poskim that have certain questions on this, maybe one would not make a bracha, but it seems that one, l'chatchila, should put up a mezuzah in such an instance, in such a room.